Well, here we are back with Coach Paul Thomas, and we'll talk about the game this week. And as we mentioned before the break, it just doesn't get any easier. Lathrop is just doing absolutely well, too. They are 3-0 coming into this one. They've actually held two teams scoreless so far this year. They beat Trenton 23-0 and South Harrison 49-0. And to top it all off, they beat Penny last week in a very good contest, from what I understand, beating Penny 21-20. And anytime you can beat Penny, you've done something right. And, Coach, East Buchanan, obviously they played very well coming in here last week, but Lathrop looks like, they bring in a pretty stout team as well. Looks like you got a challenge ahead of you.
Yeah, you know, Lathrop, it doesn't get any easier. Lathrop's a good football team. They're well coached. You know, they run the wing tee, and, you know, they do a great job of running the football. And, you know, Chris Holt over there has added a little bit of a spread to his mix, which you're trying to teach an old dog new tricks, so that's pretty impressive. But, you know, and then defensively, they sit in the 50 front, and, you know, we'll have to be ready for that. That's what we saw this past week against East Buck, and so we'll have to be ready there. But they're a good football team, you know, and, you know, the Penny game, Penny had a couple touchdowns that they dropped in the end zone, and, you know, or it could have maybe been a different game. But, you know, they did a heck of a job of winning that football game, and, you know, we'll have to be ready this Friday.
Well, it looks like defensively they provide a challenge. I mean, they've only allowed 20 points in three games, and you mentioned that five-man front there. I mean, to me, that sounds like that's going to be a unique challenge. And as far as their approach or your approach to going into that, it's going to be obviously to try to exploit what might be out there, but it looks like that's going to be pretty tough to find. They're playing some pretty stout teams, and like I said, only 20 points to show between the three of them.
Yeah, they're a very physical defensive football team. There are five guys up front, very good. And we'll have our hands full there. And, you know, those guys, they come off football, and we'll have to do the same. And hopefully we can sustain some momentum and some drives and keep the football away from their offense.
Well, certainly look forward to that. The Lathrop High School next Friday, and or this coming Friday, and that'll be another good one here as the Blue Jays get ready for the Mules as they come into town. Coach, before we break away here, just like to talk a little bit about the KCI Conference and what we see. Wow, looks like there's some good balance there. You know, looks like Lawson actually is has been in charge of this conference for many years. Looks like this particular year is a lot more balanced as compared to what we've seen in the past. I know Lathrop and East Buchanan, I think, are a great example of that. Coach, what do you see in the conference?
Well, I mean, it's a balanced conference, and week in and week out, you better be ready to play football. And, you know, Lawson right now is 1-2, but, you know, they beat a pretty good Plattsburgh team 10-6. So, you know, they're playing a lot of young guys, and Lawson will be there at the end, I guarantee you. You know, Todd Dunn does a great job. Him and I are real close and friends, and he does a great job. But, you know, Penny Hamilton, you know, they're a good football team, you know, week in and week out. You know, they're going to be really good and tough. And, you know, even North Platte and Mid-Buck, you know, I mean, they're a good football team, a well-coached football team. So, you know, week in and week out, you're going to have to be ready to play football, and we know that. That's what you get in the KCI Conference.
Well, that's a great example of that. I mean, Plattsburgh was 2-0 going into to Lawson, probably smelling an upset. And then Lawson digs in a little deeper there. And, of course, another game. And you kind of mentioned this a little bit in talking about Mid-Buchanan and North Platte. And North Platte came back to beat Mid-Buchanan last week in a pretty amazing fashion, too. So, you know, as far as West Platte, I mean, we can get back on track here a little bit, and I think we can make some noise in this conference as well, Coach.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, you know. So, you know, we just got to stay healthy and you know, keep playing the way we're playing and play hard and give great effort, and good things will happen.
All right. Well, that concludes the Coach Paul Thomas Show. We'll talk with him next week as we get ready for the next KCI Conference game.